is we have heard of great famines when many people perished.
What caused the famines?
Kakahuting. Period. Sumbo kakak pagit. Asi inyuek do to kukuting.
People in the village. They always almost all right, but they have to beg when somebody gets ill and eat them. They never skin the seal, they cut it, skin and off. One rib would open on, put them in a pot and she took it home, that's locks.
When they start?
Next, next another one come, one rip with skin and all and blood. In the house, always have head and flippers that they get. They give them all away. So they have that too.
Da ringet mit.
We have
salt water.
Salt water.
Salt water.
Water.
My papa. Papa, I was going, even though it's storming, go out there. And we always get one. And everybody back. They give them.
They share. Mm-hmm. Seems like they all share.
Mm-hmm. I know they probably heard of famines because Whittier's mom, you know, Napaktuk was just a baby when there was famine. Baby Ratingok Neriblewich. Meeting Nerigala Kamisi, a senior baby rating Nerasit Buich. Dam Nagovani retracting the pact. Some must do her daughter. Why they never eat her? She said because God didn't let them eat me. Maybe that's some of the stories, you know, they heard about famines. Maybe they wanted to know why they kakak. We'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
Third chapter is today. Today, Pakma Uglupak. How and why were the present village sites chosen? We know that you talked about it yesterday. Maybe we have the answer to that one, huh, Margaret?
Where is that at? The,
down here.
Whoa. First page.
Page six.
Six.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if Margaret heard. Girls go to high school in June, her boys.
Imat nami school laga, your kids school laga ka hudingo, e kaming simmikpat na ka savat la huding naga ka, they, are they the same? They could work again or what, like call water and chop wood and things like that?
Yeah, they keep on working. Like
they never change too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Change.
Guilford said too, his kids still do it. He said, I have to remind them.
Yeah, when we tell them they go. But I always tell them to finish graduate school, so it's no good to be home. victim. Because I just go third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Third grade and graduate.
So it's probably different for each family.
Different.
Because if a person really want to do something or make something of himself, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who just want to come back home and get an education and come back home and, you know, not mm-hmm. change. Okay, when a person moves away from the village that he was born into another village, how long must he live in that village to be considered from that village?
Yeah. Almost a silly question.
He answered me too, like, lately it's been like a month since the... You have to be a month to vote or something.
Must be, yeah. Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Jay, who were the first traders, storekeepers, and what were some of the white people who were really helpful to the natives or who were good examples?
That Jim Black, he let us go a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He helped native when he's a mayor. I think when they voted him mayor.
So before Jim Black, only the half-breeds could go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Emma Black's husband?
Mm-hmm.
And when he became mayor, he helped the Inupiaqs so they could go to school too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Pearl, mm-hmm. older than me.
Yeah, Pearl, Good Hope should know a lot too. She grew up in...
I'm going to put it here.
With that Emma Black?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll decide to send me to Anchorage. I hope.
And you will see Polly.
Yeah. Okay. And can you think of anybody else who helped the Inupiaqs? Any white people?
They helped us all right, you know. I don't know. They were doing nothing to us.
Hilford said everybody was nice and accepted them. Except when, he said, anybody's nice except when they drink.
They were nice. They treated us good when we were young. And white people. Lots of white people on Christmas time when we try to say Christmas peace more than Eskimo.
Huh.
Lots of them. One used to be Fat Man Santa Claus. And one little old man sure could sing too. Good. And we never pronounce or good too, I guess.
Okay, at least there was one who helped the Inupiaqs. Example. Okay, what about the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act? Did it change anything around here? Land claims.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people still pretty much the same or what?
I don't think it changed that.
You still go and hunt and whenever
you... still go and hunt. It's sufficient game. They have to watch for. Because we're a small village.
Okay. I guess not only you guys. Okay. Are there any parks around here? Are there the proposed national parks around here?
There's one down that way. What do they call that language? Around Good Hope. It's in the map.
Did anyone have land claim settlement there?
I don't know how far down.
Awfully got some by Good Hope.
That's Leila's mom. You guys have, you got some too, Margaret, down that way? No.
The lake.
Good Hope?
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
It
talks about masks. What was the original purpose of making masks? Was it just for decoration or for ceremonial purposes or what? You know those bone masks or wooden masks?
Those are for sunshine around here, I think, mostly for sunshine. To keep the sun from getting snow blind.
So those were like sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Okay. Well, too, they have that sun.
Not sunglasses. What they call this? When you snow go.
Irigak.
No, that.
Goggles.
They were like goggles, maybe. Yeah.
Like goggles. But they're just in a little slit.
I know, I think I've seen those.
That's for protection.
For protection.
For blind, snow blindness. Yeah. That's just for snow blindness. Are you, because it's bright around here. There's no trees, nothing.
It's all white. Okay, for protection. What about those kinyaro, you know, mask?
I don't know what they are for.
I don't know, but they tried to make masks out of fur. Grandma, when she was young, bunch of girls, they put horn and moth. And west, when they almost freeze the ice, they took them off. They took them off. Mouth. So cold down there, that's why. They don't have wrist frozen feet.
Wilfred said his dad used to tell him that they were like for ceremonial dances and stuff.
He did.
So there you go.
That's the only ones I know for. I had protection for snowblind. This is the only ones I knew.
And he said that when religion came, his dad and them put those away. They did away with them. Okay. How about ivory? Was there anything like carving ivory?
We carved long ago, even right now, the Himalayas. They made our whales too, and they made me put a bracelet in for it.
I even have a comb, ivory comb. It's one of those fancy ones for long hair, fine comb.
Okay.
Tools, gee, they have tools. They make tools out of ivory even.
They really work with their hands too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And those blue trading beads, where did we get them from? What was their worth? They must have get them from trading. Trading from.
Maybe from Siberia, long ago. Because they get them from white people, Russian. I don't know. I just guess. Maybe from the boats too. Whales. I don't know.
Whales. Traders.
Apparently they have big hole in them. Bead worn out so much. Sinew, so they won't lock it. They did it.
So you wouldn't know what, like how much they were?
No, I don't. I have no idea how much they would be. The beads.
Not a little bit of how much they
like
cost.
Jewelry we have around here.
I guess so. But if they were using them for trading, it would be like almost like money.
Mm-hmm.
Bead for how much, I wonder?
Mm-hmm. Decorations. On implements, parkies, mukluks, tattoos. Did they all have a special meaning?
They make fancy mukluk and when they Eskimo dance, they use them. Water mukluks, winter mukluks. There's tattoos too. Grandma got this kind of up here.
Was it only certain people had tattoos or what?
No custom, I guess. Huh? They got to have tattoos. Well,
somebody said the pretty women, they were pretty, they'd put marks on them. But I don't really know.
Even Dolly's sister, my uncle's wife, got this thing. Tootin'.
What you call it? Tootmilla?
Tootnik.
Tootnik?
Kidnappa. Tootnik.
That's Wales.
Tootin'. Tattoo in Nakyamad. Pooping.
Tutnik is mark, huh? Means mark. Yeah. Like tittak or something. Tutnik.
Stealing from Puyo Tungato. Over Carlum Pedlak, they are hung.
Down on the bottom, the last, it asks for elders' recommendations. And so far they recommend, these people recommend that we talk to some other people. And I have a list of names.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any other recommendations?
I don't know.
Maybe, there's another one that that teacher recommended. Maybe if we put them in a book, we could put their picture on there and what they said on it, on a chapter. And like if Levi say something, we put his picture on there and write what he put on there. For books, for kids' books.
Mm-hmm.
That was another recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Margaret would have good stories there.
Mm-hmm.
They were so interesting.